Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before we get to some of the headlines, I do want to get to a couple of your questions that have to do with when is Omicron going to go away, not in terms of the country or the nation or the world, but in terms of your symptoms. Some of you guys are on week 3 of Omicron, and nobody told us that. And nobody told us that that was going to be the plan. And in fact, guys, I'm with you. I started coughing more yesterday. You heard on my broadcast. So I tested again for COVID because I have a conference to go to. Still no fever, no body aches, no runny nose, no sore throat. But I still can't sing. You know, I was trying to sing la 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 TJ Maxx. Okay, well, I don't know, because I like to, sing commercials. Or my baloney has a first name, and so is C-A-R. We got Oscar Mayer baloney in the news today. And I noticed, okay, I still can't sing. I need to be, and I know you guys are like, you've never been able to sing, girl. Listen, okay, I might sing poorly, but I don't want to sing even more poorly than I've sung before. I'd like to get back to my mediocre state. And, I mean, we're already here on the 20th. I mean, it's the 20th. It's the inaugural anniversary of Joe Biden. And I really wanted to have a much stronger voice when I when I summarized and reviewed the last year. And so, I don't know, coughing is back. So I took another COVID. COVID's negative. But, man, how many of you guys out there are just still struggling with these COVID symptoms? Now, the sore throat was supposed to, and listen, I am no expert on Omicron. None of us are, because Omicron just came out. We haven't had time to study it. It's a COVID, but whatever you thought you knew about COVID in early 2020, or with the Alpha variant or the Delta variant, starts to change with Omicron. So all the narratives of, guys, if you get your vaccine, you won't spread COVID. False. I mean, nobody listens. If you get COVID, you won't spread it. You won't get COVID. If you got the vaccine, you won't. I just took care of another patient who was fully vaccinated and boosted, has COVID symptoms. So Omicron is not fitting the textbook. And the textbook, the ink hasn't even dried yet on it. But we were told, and this is what I've seen with patients, and mind you, I've seen over 1,000 patients now with these symptoms of COVID. Sore throat, when you do telemedicine, you can see a lot of patients. Yeah. 600, 1,100, maybe. Maybe close to, yeah. Let me do 1,000 because not all of them were COVID, but the majority of them were. 1,000. Believe me. Sore throat, starts out sore throat. For me, it was, and I know I tested negative, so somebody like, well, maybe you didn't have COVID. But those that did test positive had my same symptoms. Started to lose my voice. Started to feel a film on the back of the throat. Started to get a sore throat. But my sore throat wasn't that bad. Everybody's like, man, this is the worst sore throat I've ever had. The worst sore throat ever is Coxsackie virus. That's where you get these blisters. So I go, do you have blisters in the back of the throat? No. Do you have white exudates or patches, kind of like strep? No. So for some people, the COVID causes a real bad sore throat. For others, they just feel this film on the back of the throat. Back of the throat, lose their voice. Laryngitis could be a sign. Then comes the sinus congestion, the runny nose, or for some, they go right to cough. The cough first starts out dry. But because your body has to fight this virus and there's all this inflammatory gook, eventually the cough starts to become a little bit more productive. You get sick of coughing. Your throat hurts because you're coughing so much. You're tired. You're tired not only from the virus, but you're tired because you're not sleeping well. Some people are getting a fever. Some people aren't. Now, that's confusing. You have some people out there getting who have tested positive, a 99-degree fever. Some have been up to 102, and then others, no fever at all. Can't explain that. But then again, that is what COVID does, where it's different for every person. The body aches. Some people have really severe body aches. When I hear severe body aches and high fever, I think flu. But nobody's testing people for flu, because people are just getting at-home tests, or they're going through telemedicine, so we're not really able to academically figure out what people are having. And by the time they decide to go in to get seen, or they find a test for the test for flu as well, by then they're already over the window to be treated anyway. So many people said, you know what, I didn't test positive for COVID till day 5, so what should I do if this is flu? Well, after the 48 hours, we don't usually get Tamiflu. Sometimes we'll push it 72 hours. But if you're on day 5, not much we could do. Now, what we do want to do, though, is prevent worsening COVID and prevent like a pneumonia. You could get a COVID pneumonia. You could get a bacterial pneumonia. A superimposed pneumonia is not good. So those are things that we look for. But, man, when do you go to the doctor if you have mild COVID symptoms that are now on week 3? I'm on day 20 of mine. But I feel great. I'm just the cough. Now, is this long COVID? Is this what everybody's been talking about? See, I never got COVID. I got my vaccine in January and February of this last year, 2021. And I thought before the vaccine, I might have in 2020 had one weekend where I was a little warm, lost my taste, but I never had COVID, thank God. So I might be sitting there telling you guys something that you already know, saying, Dahlia, I've had COVID 3 times, and that's exactly what happened. You're going to have the cough for weeks. You're going to have brain fog. You're going to feel tired. All right. Okay, well, then that's long COVID. But I don't feel like this is long COVID. I feel like this is the Omicron length. Some of you are getting better after 2-3 days. I felt better after 2-3 days. I worked, you know, out of my studio and at home the whole time. But why am I coughing? Now, bronchitis. I was like, well, you got bronchitis. Take an antibiotic. Well, no, the antibiotics don't help. The antibiotics might, in some respect, kind of decrease some of the inflammation. But when the cough didn't go away, I did take an antibiotic. Nope. I think this is Omicron COVID. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, it's very difficult to do a health show without not talking about politics, especially since COVID became political. And when COVID became political, and we have midterms, and the economy, and it just all, one of the reasons why my show isn't just talking about your prostate and your cholesterol and supplements is because even though there's a market for that in radio, to me, health is in everything. It's in our school, our education, it's in our economy, it's in our entertainment. It's in our love lives, our relationships. And so, I don't know if you guys know that game, you know, Three Steps to Kevin Bacon, where you name a star And then you come up with movies, and then usually by the third movie you hit, Kevin Bacon will be connected to it, right? Like, I don't know, Kevin Bacon and George Clooney. How would you relate those? Well, if George Clooney was ever in a movie with Demi Moore, or in a movie with, I don't know, anyways, it's okay. So there's always a step or two to where it relates to your health. And so I am very in tune, and I'm very watchful of what's happening in terms of our executive branch, in terms of Biden's health, in terms of Biden's plan. And so I bring it up to you guys. And I do not want to disrespect the president. I really want other people looking at our country as being strong. And my biggest criticism, though, of where we are is we don't look very, very strong. Okay, now, military. Okay, I myself have not been in the military. I've had family in the military, but I have not been in the military. And for those of you in the military, you might be able to explain to us, what is the difference between a minor incursion and a major incursion? President Biden was talking about that, cut my eye, it cut my ear. I was like, wait a second. And he was basically saying that if Russia, you know, made a minor incursion, well, I'll give you the exact quote. Ukraine's ticked. As you know, Russia is on the verge of invading Ukraine. And apparently, let me see, Ukraine's pretty upset at how he worded this. Let me get the exact quote. I apologize. And apparently there's a lot of people commentating. I don't want to commentate. I'm sorry about this, guys. My computer keeps... If I could get this... we're going to talk about the outperforming. Yes, I don't think he outperformed. But Biden was asked about mounting tension in Ukraine. He warned President Vladimir Putin that his country would pay a dear price in lives lost and a possible cutoff from the global banking system if Moscow invades. He also said, Putin understands me. Putin understands me. That makes one of us, I know. Okay, so good. If Putin understands him with the language barrier and with the ramblings that our president does, I want the foreign leaders to understand. So he promised us that Vladimir Putin understands him. He also meant that figuratively. Okay, and so I'm like, understands him like you're a bad, like you're going to be a big, big force to contend with. You're going to, you know, knock him down to size. Is that what he understands? Or does he understand that you're going to draw a line and maybe make it a red line and then maybe push that red line and then forget about the red line? So he said, my guess is he will move in. Duh, yeah, we could have predicted that. He has to do something. Russia will be accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and we end up having to fight about what to do and what not to do, etc. Who's he fighting with? You mean Congress? If we have to fight, which means he's expecting, I'm thinking he's talking about domestically, somebody's going to fight with him on what to do. Okay, if I was president, I'd be like, okay, look, Putin, okay, you understand me? Understand this. You mess with any of our allies, you start to take advantage of this COVID situation, you start to expand, you get a little greedy, okay? You know, I will take every droplet of that saliva that is just dripping out of your mouth, and I am going to waterboard you with it. So you just back the heck off. You do not want to mess with America. Not now. You know, when we are, you know, COVID. What's that anal syndrome, that irritable anal syndrome that we get with COVID? Half of the country is suffering from anal irritable syndrome. You really want to irritate our anuses? Because we're going to irritate yours. So that's what I would say as president. Now, I know, oh, that's what Trump would do. Oh, no. So you're going to act like Trump? I'm just saying, okay, we don't have to bring up anus. What I'm saying is, don't give them a choice of a minor incursion or a not-so-minor incursion. Now, again, I'm not in the military. Any of you in the military, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's a minor incursion? What's Biden's definition? Is it sticking your toe over the line? See, I had younger brothers, older sister, you know. Don't go near my bed. We'd share a room. I'd stick a toe. Nothing would happen. I'd stick a toe further. Nothing would happen. And then, boom, then pounce. I mean, is that what we're talking about? You're going to stick out your tongue. Is that a minor incursion, sticking out your tongue? He said the one thing, if it's a minor incursion, that we have to end up having to fight about what... Maybe he means fight with Putin on what to do. Well, I want to start war with you. Putin's like, no, you don't. Is that the fight? He said, but if they actually do what they're capable of doing, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade the Ukraine. Okay, now, it's going to be a disaster for Russia. That's a scary phrase. I don't think it came out that scary. So then he had to clarify, because I think in the Ukraine, they were like, what the heck is going on? Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky said, we want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations. We could talk about that later. But apparently, while everybody was cringing, the Song Min Kim retweeted what the press secretary, Jen Psaki, clarified on those minor incursion comments. So Jen Psaki, who seems to have a lot of cojones, I have to say, she said, President Biden has been clear with the Russian president, if any Russian military forces move across the Ukrainian border, that's a renewed invasion, and it'll be met with a swift, severe, united response from the United States and our allies. President Biden also knows from long experience that the Russians have an extensive playbook of aggression, short of military action, including cyber attacks and paramilitary tactics, and he affirmed today that those acts of Russian aggression will be met with a divisive, reciprocal, and united response. So it took Jen Psaki to kind of have the cojones behind what Biden should have said. That's not looking too good. He was asked about his competency. It was very interesting. At first, the way this was done, he had to call on the reporter. He even, I think, had alluded to how he's only allowed to do certain things. And then finally, which I really commend him on, he opened it up. He opened it up. And that's what people are like, you know, what about your, you know, why are you moving this country to the left? Why are people concerned about your competency and ability to, you know, run the presidency? And he had originally alluded in his early 12-minute speech that he overperformed or he outperformed. And what's been happening, and this is interesting, and this is why I love having conversations with people on both the right and left when they're educated and they're logical. I have so many conservative friends, so many liberal friends, and as long as you make logical arguments and non-passionate, emotional, I dig it. So when people go, all we need is Trump. Okay, well, why do we need Trump? We just need Trump. Okay, that doesn't help me. Right, well, because I like what Trump did. I like the wall. I like this. Okay, give me reasons. Same thing. When I brought up something, a joke about big chunks. I think one of the reporters said, you said you were going to throw big chunks, not throw what, but throw big chunks of the Build Back Better out or put them into build, throwing chunks. I made a comment. And somebody's like, why didn't you talk about, you know, the other president and blah, 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 blah. And that bothers me when you have the other side go, their excuse for Biden is, well, Trump was this. Let's not talk about Trump. Trump hasn't been president, and he might not be president again. But we need to talk about what's going on right now. And it is okay to be a Democrat or a Republican and not be a big fan of some of what they're doing. In fact, some of my favorite people on this planet are ones who are very moderate, centrist, and say, look, Obama did this well, Trump did this well, Biden is working on it, you know? So do I think he outperformed with COVID and all? Well, when they say, look, we got all these vaccines out, that was fantastic, you know, but it's because now the vaccines were manufactured. Was that really an executive, you know, I mean, how much of the president gets credit? We have to credit the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, not the pharmaceutical companies. So we'll talk more about this later, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, but I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Computer chip shortages are getting more dire. The Commerce Department warns that many U.S. manufacturers have less than a five-day supply of chips. That includes automakers, and the growing problem could prompt shutdowns and furloughs. The chip shortage is linked to global supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic. Home prices are still soaring despite rising mortgage rates. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami leading the way with house prices up anywhere from 26 to 32%. In Texas, the average home price went from about $278,000 in 2020 to more than $388,000 in 2021. USA Radio News. The Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario regarding a Russian invasion.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm in making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After many fast food chains sidelined promotions during the pandemic, some are bringing back popular value meals but with hiked up prices, so you no longer get as much bang for your buck. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, so after my hysterectomy, I went to work. After giving birth to Brock, went back to work in 3 days. I'm a workaholic. Some people say it's a really good work ethic. I don't want to give myself that much credit. Yeah, I love to work and I have a good work ethic, but I think there's another psychological, you know, underlying theme. I'm just a workaholic. I have to work. You know, I'm going to this conference. I'm supposed to be learning, supposed to be hanging out with doctors, relaxing a little bit. No, I still want to broadcast. I feel like I need to work, not for money. It doesn't change my salary, but it allows me to still feel like I'm doing the job that I'm supposed to do. But I can't say I would have been able to do this. I would have wanted to. But I can't say I would have been able to do what this woman did. Also, probably because I'm twice her age. But a news reporter in Philly, and again, Philly, right? She basically took the cliches of the news never stops and the show must go on, took an exponential level. So WSAZ reporter Tori Yorgi, and I posted this on my Twitter and Facebook if you haven't seen the video, she was reporting on a water main break. I think what happened is this was a water main break in Dunbar. And while she was covering it, and there's first responders and all that, all of a sudden a car just hits her, just turns right into her. And it looked like an SUV. And I mean, an SUV is, what, 5, 6,000 pounds? So she gets hit by the car. She doesn't cuss. Okay, I would have been like, I would have been Ron Burgundy in it all over the place. Because you're like, oh, I would have accidentally cussed, right? She didn't cuss. She said, oh, God, right? And I would have probably said that, too. And she said, I'm okay, I'm okay. She immediately let everybody know she's okay. She's okay. Remember I told you I was in that one car accident where I get out of the car and I was still in my scrubs and I had my stethoscope still on because I jumped into my car and I had to race because I think I had to meet the in-laws for something and it was Friday night and I don't know what. I'm racing and I get out of the accident. I get out of the car and I'm like, I'm okay. I'm okay. And people thought I was the doctor on the scene, but it was me and I was kind of out of it because the airbag hit me. Apparently some guy on Ventura Boulevard stopped to parallel park. So he was reversing and I hit him because on Ventura Boulevard, you're driving. And all of a sudden, somebody will just stop in parallel park. It's ridiculous. So anyway, but she had such class, such professionalism. She got back up and she actually finished the shot. So she's a 25-year-old Penn State grad, Penn State University graduate. And I think she was on her last week at the station because she was like, yeah, this would happen on my last week. And as soon as she gets hit, she tells everybody she's okay. She goes, I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Jim. Jim was I believe it was the anchor that she was speaking to with the live shot. And he kept, I mean, some people were kind of like, you know, gosh, he looked pretty motionless, pretty apathetic. But I did see his eyes widen a little bit. I think he just tried to keep his cool. And I think, you know, and if something like this happens, and for those of you that aren't really familiar with media, all right, you have this sixth sense, maybe seventh sense, and it's your air wave. It's your broadcast. You know you're on. Which is why, these hot mic accidents, those are amateurs. You just always know when the mic is on. You know, somebody might say mic off. You still feel like it's on. If you're around a mic, you just know it's on. And so he's probably going, okay, wait a second. Okay, the reporter's in the accident. I got to make sure she's okay. We're in the middle of the story. The teleprompter's going. He kept his cool. Everybody really, really kept their cool. This was WSAZ in Philly. I'm just impressed, impressed, impressed. And then I guess the lady, it was a lady, I think. That got out of the SUV. Don't say, of course, women drivers. Okay, we'll talk about this women driver thing. Okay, what? I don't get where you guys get women drivers. And it's interesting because, yeah, in my family, I am the one that scrapes up the car the most and all that. But I have gotten the least amount of speeding tickets. I get out of them. But my husband has gotten more speeding tickets. I think my kids and husband triple the number of speeding tickets I've actually completed and actually gotten. Now that I get older, that number's going to rise. But women drivers, you know, is it because maybe, you know, we might be a little more distracted? But see, here's my thing. I think more of the serious fatalities are men. You know, so maybe we might get into some fender benders and we might scrape the car or we may accidentally hit a pedestrian. But, you know, I don't think the statistics show that many of the major accidents are females. So when you guys say women drivers, you know, maybe check yourselves, okay? But even though in my family it holds kind of true. Okay, that's just me. I don't know why I misrepresent my female race. Anyway, so she goes, ma'am, I'm good. She said it was the last week on the job. You know this what happened. She reassured the driver. She said she was so sweet to check on her. And then she finished the broadcast. She goes, from there, I'll head to my home. Oh, yeah. So it was her final week at the station. I don't think they fired her, because you would think after all this publicity, now they're going to hire her again, but maybe she's leaving. She goes, from there, I'll head to my home state of Pennsylvania to continue reporting the city of Pittsburgh, where I'll be closer to my family. Now, I thought this was out of Philly. So I'm a little confused. WSAZ. I thought this was in Philly. So, no, West Virginia. Ooh, let me fix that. That was West Virginia. Oh, but she's from Pittsburgh. Okay. I don't know. One of the reports said Philly, so I'll fix that. West Virginia. Which could also explain why, you know, the driver stopped. If this was Vegas, L.A., New York, they'd be like, get out of the way. But the fact that the driver stopped and checked on her, okay, West Virginia. So I bring this up because, I mean, here we are in the midst of a labor shortage, a short staff crisis, a staff shortage crisis. And you know, we have, you know, people that I've spoken to them, and they don't want to work. If they don't want to work, they'll find any reason to not do the job. And when you see somebody who is shooken up, all that, is still able to perform and do what she, you know, do what she has to do, you know, it gives me hope that we do have people out there that, you know, we're going to be okay. You know, I just feel we're going to be okay. This Tori Yorgi is the type of person, and 25 years old, so 25 years old, I think she's a Gen Z. Hold on a second. You're a millennial if you're born 1980 to 1995. If you were born at 96 to 2010, you're a Gen Z. So she's a Gen Z. I told you guys, I'm not worried about the Gen Zs. Even though they have much different thinking than we do, I get it. I understand, but because I have two Gen Zs now that I gave birth to. But I got to tell you, you know, the media makes it look like, you know, the young people, they're lazy. You know, they want free college. They want free this. They're not going to school. They're not getting married. They're not committing to relationships. They're not committing to jobs. They're non-committing. You got right there a Gen Z that was hit by a car and finished out her broadcast. And I know a lot of Gen Zs, and I could say there's more of them out there. So, you know, Ron Burgundy is Gen X, maybe Boomer H. I have to double check. He might be Boomer H. So, I don't know. I bring this up because I really want to be positive. We are going to have a very, very interesting next decade and next generation. And although right now it looks like, you know, who's going to be really building the countries, Tori Yorgi and some of these other Gen Zs, I think they're going to make this work for us. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so some of the comments, this is, I'm going to kind of summarize a couple of them. One of you said that your Omicron lasted from Christmas to mid-January. Okay, that's about 3 weeks. I'm not saying, don't quote me, I don't think Omicron is, but thank you for telling me that. Christmas time to mid-January be about 3 weeks. It's crazy stuff. Call in if you can, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to know if you tested positive, not I'll write you back. sorry about this. Yeah, I tested negative for COVID. I posted the pic. You know why I posted the COVID test? Not to annoy everybody, because it's very annoying to see somebody's COVID test. You know how annoying it's been to see somebody's peed up pregnancy test? I was like, oh, I'm so happy for you. And I could see the urine. I'm trying to eat.
Do you guys do that where you come home, if nobody else is around, for you to like have a nice sit-down meal with everybody, you grab something to eat, and then you sit down at your computer, put the TV on, I put up my social media, and then I eat while scrolling social media. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. So I posted it because if anybody heard me cough, they'd be like, well, you have COVID. I'm like, here's my test. In fact, somebody said to carry it in your purse. Bring it in your purse and just show everybody. Again, the test isn't showing up positive for many people. It just, okay, how long are you infectious with COVID if you have Omicron? Okay, so that question is difficult to answer. Why? Because the CDC changed their mind. So remember the CDC said, look, all the studies are showing that by 10 days, the virus, COVID virus, the original COVID virus should be out of your body. Okay. Then, because of the labor shortage, and because nobody isolated for flu and colds, they should have isolated a few days at least, but because we went from no isolation to 10 full days isolation, nobody came back to work. Nobody was able to have anybody, staff. And when the wave of Omicron came, places would just close down. So, CDC said, okay, 5 days. If you're a hospital and you're in crisis mode, they could come back to work even if with COVID, as long as the symptoms are mild. So, at that point, it started to make you kind of scratch your head on what is the science. Now, the CDC was not definitive in saying the COVID virus lasts 10 days. Me, I have some different thoughts on it, but we just don't have a lot of data. When I hear that some patients are in the hospital for a while, and even though it's possibly their cytokine storm or their their immune response to the COVID, I just wonder if some of the virus is still active. When you have problems smelling and tasting, is it because the virus is still living and active and hiding out, or is it because it killed the epithelium? They're thinking maybe it just kills the epithelium, and then you regrow it, but you just wonder, is it active? And I interviewed an infectious disease doctor from Renown Medical Center up in Reno, Nevada, and we're going to hear his interview one of these days when we're just getting the audio from his team. But, when it comes to this virus, I asked him, I go, look, you're an infectious disease specialist. In my 25 years in medicine, I've never seen a virus like this. Now, it's not a typical coronavirus. It's even different than the SARS from 2002 to 2003, which Singapore said got leaked in China. Okay, can somebody figure out what happened this time around? But I've never seen anything like this. But you're an infectious disease specialist. Does this resemble any other virus that you know? He said, no. We are looking at a very new virus. And so when people say, oh, yeah, so it's only in your system 10 days, how do they know? Now, what I used to tell my patients is, look, if you're wet and nose runny and coughy and achy and feverish, if you feel sick, you're probably infectious. But if you feel fine, you're running around, but you still have like this one little residual symptom, then that could be a byproduct of your immune system. So like shingles. How many of you guys have gotten shingles? Okay, I haven't gotten it yet because if you got real chickenpox finds a nerve, decides to live in that nerve, and then come out when you're stressed or get a COVID infection, which reactivates it. Something decides to reactivate it. Who knows? New president, whatever. A lot of shingles I saw last year. And what happens is, you feel achy, you feel crappy, you get this rash. The rash comes on super fast. But then the rash scabs over. For most people, the pain goes away. For some people, the pain can be lifelong, and you get something called post-herpetic neuralgia. But once it dries, people are like, well, I still have the rash. They say you're not infectious after it scabs up. The virus is gone. It just takes a while for your body to heal now those scabs and those rash lesions. even though the shingles virus is actually still in you, you aren't necessarily shedding it through the rash. By the way, people always ask, can I give shingles to my husband or wife or spouse or whatever? If they've never had chicken pox, you could give them chicken pox from your shingles. But if they've been vaccinated for chicken pox or they've had chicken pox, you won't give shingles to them. Because their chicken pox virus, that varicella virus, is hiding out in one of their nerves. And it'll come out when it wants to. Stress, COVID, something reactivating it. So just because you have shingles doesn't mean you're going to make your spouse get their shingles. Now, if somebody goes, oh my God, we both, you know, got COVID and then we both got our shingles. Okay, well, that doesn't mean you gave it to them. It just popped out on its own. But you are very contagious to anybody who's never had the chicken pox or never been vaccinated. So if you have an infant, and that infant obviously hasn't hit the one-year mark to get the vaccine, you could technically give that infant chicken pox. Don't do it on purpose. Okay? So then to answer your question, if you get Omicron right now, because people are like, okay, it's not about work anymore. I could wear the mask at work, and I understand CDC lets us go back to work, but I have a 77-year-old mother, or I have an 89-year-old uncle that lives with us, or I have an immunocompromised baby. So, you know, I can't necessarily say what the day is, the number of days. I can't also say to just keep testing with a COVID test kit. One is nobody has them. And two, when you do get them, it's not going to be for another week or so. Oh, we're also hearing that not everybody's going to be able to get the test kit. That's something we've got to talk about as well. A lot of people will still trigger the test to be positive days after. A PCR test will be more accurate. But sometimes, again, if there's still genetic material, that PCR might still trigger positive for a while. We've known some people to trigger the test for weeks, months. So it's really going to be about how you feel. If you feel sick, you got to stay away from people. If you just have, like what I have, just every now and then I have a cough, a dry cough, most likely you're not still infectious with COVID. Now, if you're coughing, if you're next to somebody coughing, they're still spewing stuff up. I mean, remember, what if some rhinovirus got into their lungs or some flu? They walked into a store, they walked out, they get into the car and they cough. You know, a cough does spew things. So when people are like, well, you know, when can I be around my family? Well, the thing is you're always infectious with something. And most of us were infectious with COVID before we even knew we had it. You're 2 days before. I always tell everybody, you were infectious 2 days before. So, you know, most likely the family was exposed. But don't cough around them. If you do have a cough, if you do sneeze a lot, still keep a healthy distance, ventilate, because you could also be spreading other things, because I know this is a shocker. There are more diseases out there besides COVID. COVID's not the only one. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.